Good morning.
Good morning. We're just talking about hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bane of our lives.
Wild, untamable.
Yeah, well, your hair is looking great because we were talking about the plopping method, if you don't know what that is. The curly girls who've got curly hair.
I love it. So I wash it once a week, which sounds gross, but I'm just, and I condition it. And then I just put on really lovely curl cream. It smells yummy. Squidge it all in and then just go to bed with a very attractive...
bonnet? Do you wear the bonnet?
Well, it's not an... I haven't got the bonnet. It's just a toweling turban situation. It seems to do the job.
Yes.
All right.
But it's great to have you in the studio. You are the owner, along with Jim, of the Chicken and Frog Bookshop, which is based on Crown Street.
Yes, indeed I am.
And you've had all of the joys of Christmas and Mother Christmas and Father Christmas and everything. So what have you got coming up?
So this week is World Book Day. I was moaning about this off air. Michelle says to me, don't say that on air, but I'm going to say it. It's a bit of a nightmare. It's a lovely idea. I think it's absolutely brilliant. But it's just, it's not a day. It's about a month. And it's just lots. So we just, you know, we have author events, like authors going into schools. And I think we're doing 5 schools book fairs this year. Just great. It's just lots of logistics and spreadsheets, which is not my natural habitat. That's why I'm moaning. I shouldn't moan. It's great. So yeah, we've got all the World Book Day books in, which is nice, so the kids can come in, they'll get a voucher from school. But I know that a certain fast food chain also gives them away on their Happy Meal boxes, so you can come in, you can exchange them for a free book, which is nice. And just to kind of explode the myth, though, and people always go, really? The vouchers then go in the bin, so we don't redeem them, we don't get anything for them. So we really do prefer it if you swap them for the books that we've already bought for you, than taking a pound off another book, but it is up to you. But please don't come in with 30 and say, my class has got these, because it'll be no.
Yeah.
The idea is that the children come in and they choose a book that they fancy, and there's a great selection, as always, to choose from like really little, from preschool up to teen. So something for everyone.
Excellent. What's your favourite out of that lot?
Ooh.
Are you allowed to say favourites?
Yeah, I am. Loki by Louis Stowell. She's written a really brilliant series all about the Greek god Loki, and he's been sent to Earth as a punishment for being naughty, and he has to become a schoolboy. So he's about 13, 14, I think, in it. And it's just very, very funny. And she's done a special World Book Day edition, which is getting snapped up fast. That's probably my favourite because it's just laugh out loud funny, even for me. It's just silly.
Excellent. So that's World Book Day is taking place the whole month.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then you've got the Create Festival. Is that going to be at the Brentwood Theatre?
Yes, so it's a mixture. So we team up with the lovely Ian at the Brentwood Theatre, and there are events that will happen at the theatre and events that will happen on Crown Street and also in the bookshop. So I know that Ian has booked really big pants theatre company, and I love them. I've not seen them for ages. They just do. It's just really good fun. It's got kind of pantomime vibes, and the children, you know, are highly encouraged to kind of get up and get involved. And it's and I just think it's a great introduction to theatre for young children, for them to see that theatre is for everyone. So they're coming along. We've got the lovely Becky Walsh, and she is also known as the Notebook Lady. So she does loads of different paper craft things, and she's running a workshop for us where you get to make a paper wreath. It's beautiful. I've seen the pictures of it that she's got. And it's all out of recycled and upcycled books. So it's very pretty. We've got an author called Arden Jones coming along, and she's going to run a 2-hour workshop for adults who are interested in getting into the publishing industry, because Arden is about to become a published author, which is very exciting. But she also works for a publisher, so she knows both sides. So there's that. I know that Mark at Hey Joe is sorting out some live music. We're going to have a whole day of live music, probably on Crown Street. And I'm sure that the Easter Bunny will make an appearance because it's the end of the Easter holidays. And I know there's lots of other things. I'm meeting with Ian later, actually. So once we know more, I'll let you know. And most of the tickets will be free.
Excellent.
It's getting subsidised.
And we'll have that on our events guide as well. But you can go and have a look at the Chicken and Frog website, and also for the Brentwood Theatre. But we will make sure that we have all the details.
Fab.
Too.
Lovely.
Easter Bunny. Must be a bit of chocolate around as well.
There's an awful lot of chocolate in my store at the moment.
Oh.
It got delivered last week.
Lovely.
Luckily for the children of Brentwood, I can't eat chocolate anymore because I've become allergic. I mean, what's that all about? Oh, disgusting. No. Anyway, so there are an awful lot of Cadbury's cream eggs sitting in the storeroom.
Yeah. That is a good could, you know, that should be your first book. That should be the, that should give you the title. I cannot eat chocolate. What a great name! What a great name!
Sad, though,
can you eat? Can you have coke? Is it the cocoa? Oh right.
Oh bro, don't worry. I've tried. You know me, I've tried different chocolates. I love a bit of chocolate. Yeah. Sometimes, if I really, really need chocolate, I have a very strong antihistamine. And yeah. I have some anyway. Don't do that, kids. That's really silly.
No.
Not medically advised about that.
Oh, what a bummer. Well, it's the same with, like, peanuts, isn't it? People just get sudden... Or my sister was eating... she was on holiday and she was having, like, fruits of the sea and suddenly went, oh, I couldn't speak and ended up in an ambulance.
Oh, my God.
And she can't have shellfish anymore, which is terrible.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad, the chocolate thing. It just makes me kind of a bit...
You can't lick a little bit of chocolate and then just like antihistamine. Yeah. Sorry, oh dear. Well, it could be a good name for a book if you're out there thinking you'd like to write a book. I'm allergic to chocolate. Competition, the British Heart Foundation.
Yes, so we joined up with the British Heart Foundation. We try to run some kind of writing competition. Competition, don't know what that word was. About once a year-ish. And we've been contacted by the British Heart Foundation to ask if we could do anything to kind of in the month of February, because that's their big month to try to raise awareness. And I was like, oh, we could run a competition. So we did. So we ran a writing competition open to all ages and had to have some kind of link to the heart in any way, shape or form. So either to do with love or actually the heart or, you know, whatever you wanted. So I've now got to, the competition's closed and now I now need to sift through them all and choose winners, which I find so difficult because I just think, if you've put in your effort to write something and then you've been brave enough to share it with someone else, you all deserve a prize, but I can't do that. So I need to sit down and read them all. I do remember doing one years ago and it had to have a chicken and a frog in it, nepotism, I know. And my favourite one, I don't know how the little one was, she was only about five. I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl, actually. It was the cutest thing. They did like a little comic strip and it was a picture of a chicken, then a picture of a frog on the next cell, and then there was a chicken and a frog with a heart in the middle, and it just said, chicken loves frog. It was so cute. So, yes, I need to do a bit of reading and work out who's going to win, but we do like a writing competition. It's good to... We've had quite a few adults this year who have gone, is it all right if I enter? I'm like, yeah, of course it's all right if you enter. It's good to be a bit creative, isn't it?
Just I entered that chicken and frog story. I entered that. I did a story about you can't remember it was that bad. Yeah. But you did read it at the time. You went, good effort, but don't ever send anything again. Yeah. I'm sorry. But stay, it was good fun to do me. It was good for you to stay away from me. Do not come near the shop. But it's good fun if you've never done any writing. I mean, Sylvia Kent always says, you know, if you read a lot, then you should be able to, you know, possibly write a book, but you do need to read a lot.
To read a lot. I think it really helps because you understand, it's not just about your vocab, but you just understand how stories, good stories, really work. Yeah. And I think lots of people quite often will say, oh, writing a children's book is really easy. It really irritates me.
No, writing
is easy.
Yeah.
But I think writing for children, especially like picture books, is really tricky because you've got 32 pages usually to play with, very low word count, so it's got to be perfect or it won't work.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
And teenage fiction, I think, as well.
Yeah, that's tough
because it's not written by the thing is, it's not written by teenagers. And although when you know, we've been teenagers, when you get older, you kind of sometimes you forget what it's like.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, but those books, I would imagine, are really difficult to write.
I think they are. I think writing anything well is tricky, and just being brave enough to share it as well.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
And that's why you've got to like the Brentwood Writers Circle. You can pop along there, and they will, you know, even if you finish something, they can help edit it, they can help with like getting it published, getting it out there, different ideas. They're not going to nick your ideas. I always thought you'd be a bit worried, you know. It's like when you share music with other musicians, go, you think my stuff's so good that somebody else is, that we always do it, somebody else is going to pinch it, but nobody ever does. It's good when you join these writing organizations because they do help.
No, definitely. I think also quite often, you know, writing is quite an isolating experience, that, especially when you're just doing your first draft, you're doing it on your own, you haven't got anyone around you. So to then be able to share it with a community that understand is great. So the Brentwood Writers Circle is fantastic. We're lucky to have one.
We've got World Book Day, we've got Creative Festival at the theatre, and also we'll find out about the competition winners. That'll all be up on the website, all the links, because there's lots coming up for the children to do, and a lot of it is going to be free.
Indeed it is.
And you've had a storeroom full of chocolate.
You have a strawman from a chocolate.
What's that noise in there?
Get out. Nothing.
Just, I'm not allergic to chocolate. I'll try not to do that. How's everything with little baby?
Oh, he's yummy. He's nearly 11 months now, and he's lovely and round, as they should be.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time in the bookshop. We do get customers coming in, and they'll be like, where's the baby? And I was like, oh, no, he's not here. I'll come back later. I'm like, really?
He's not serving behind the counter.
No, I haven't trained him up yet. He's very lazy, Michelle. He's very good at getting the books off the shelf.
Yeah.
He's really good at that.
Not very good at filing them back.
No, terrible, really. But he does love he does love a story. So whenever he's a good advert for when people come in and say, oh, they're a bit young yet, because he will sit and he'll listen to quite a long story.
Yeah.
Because it's always been part of his life. So, he's lovely. Lovely. Crawling around everywhere. Looking cute.
There we go. What's his name?
Ezra.
Ezra. Good name.
Yeah. Oh, no, good name.
Good name. Lovely to see you.
You too.
Thanks. And you'll be back again next month.
Yes.
And if you want any details, go to the Chicken and Frog. You can find them on Instagram. They're on Facebook. They're everywhere. And you've got your own website as well.
Unescapable. That's what they are.